Each week over the summer series of Money Talk, we're going to focus on some of the world's emerging and frontier markets. This week, we turn the spotlight onto Vietnam. And joining me now is Ruchir Desai, who is Senior Investment Analyst at Asia Frontier Capital. Good morning, Ruchir.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome. Now, Vietnam, it's not actually an emerging market, is it? It's still a frontier market. It didn't get upgraded by MSCI to emerging market status. Was that a surprise and a disappointment?
Well, not really, actually, because the MSCI looks at a lot of technical factors more than anything else. So in terms of technical factors, in terms of free float and some of the other issues, is corporate governance and disclosure of the companies. In those terms, Vietnam is probably lagging some of the other markets in the region, such as Philippines or Thailand, etc. And therefore, it didn't come as a surprise that Vietnam was not upgraded or was not put on the review list for next year. But I think things are changing, and you could possibly see a upgrade happening maybe in the next 3 years. That's something which people are talking about now on the ground. And the government and the authorities are looking to, bring reform to some of the security rules and laws to bring that upgrade happening in the next few years as well.
So what would it have to do if it wanted to become an emerging market?
Well, a couple of things. One is, and more importantly, is there's a big negative drawback for foreign investors at this point in time who want to invest in the market. So there are foreign ownership rules for various sectors, which is 49% in various sectors such as retail, logistics, real estate, and also banking, where the limit is only 30% for foreign investors. So probably opening up some of those rules in terms of more ownership limits or having a different share class for foreign investors, similar to Thailand, could probably help them get the upgrade. And the other factors could possibly be, linked to disclosures such as, English financials, more access to management teams. And these are some of the things that the authorities are looking to work on. But more importantly, I think it's back to the foreign ownership limits. And just to add to that, it's also the free float of the stocks as well. Some of the large companies which were listed recently have a large market cap but very low free float, so there's hardly any access for investors. So I would say lifting foreign ownership limits and increasing free float are two important factors which will help them get the upgrade.
But none of that's held back the stock market in recent years, has it? How's it performed so far this year?
Well, it did very well last year because you had a lot of new listings and you had a big pickup in GDP growth and industrial production. The first quarter of this year also was Vietnam was the best performing market until the first quarter of this year. But given what we've seen in the past 2 or 3 months with global markets, with the rising US dollar, the trade tensions between US and China, Vietnam corrected a bit from there and it's off from its highs. But compared to some of the other corrections we've seen in emerging markets such as Argentina or Philippines or Turkey, Vietnam has compared much better. So it's down about 8 to 9% this year, but compared to other regions, other markets, it's done much better.
And what do valuations look like in Vietnam?
Yeah, so valuations actually have come off quite a bit, and in fact, they look very attractive now. As I mentioned earlier, the first quarter of this year, the market did very well. The valuations for the overall market went up to about 22 times PE on a trailing 12-month earnings basis. But if you look at the market now, it's come down to about 17.5 times, which is more reasonable compared to some of the other markets in the region, such as Philippines, Thailand, Indonesia, etc. And also valuations, especially in the small and mid-cap stocks, are very attractive. They were attractive even last year, and especially after the correction, they've only become more attractive now. And also some of the large cap companies which had very lofty valuations in the beginning of the year have come off and look very attractive at this point in time as well.
And are there particular sectors that look attractive to you?
Yes, actually we like quite a few sectors. So there's a big trend currently happening in Vietnam, which is a long-term trend in our view, is the move of low-cost jobs moving into Vietnam, given the high wages in China. So, for example, wages in Vietnam are probably, or in fact, are half of wages in southern China, which is the manufacturing hub of China. And you're seeing a lot of, foreign investment and a lot of factories relocate to Vietnam or move production to Vietnam. And that's helping the overall economy. So that's trickling down into generally higher consumer incomes, higher consumer spending, and of course, positive consumer sentiment. So we like companies which are focusing on, which are generally linked to the overall GDP growth, such as companies linked to industrial growth, such as logistics companies or industrial parks, which lease out land to some of the FDI or foreign investors. We also like consumption stories, which are linked to consumer discretionary spending, such as malls. I think Vietnam has a very good retail story. It's got high urbanization growth rates, and high, you know, income levels rising from a low base. So you have some of the retail malls which are doing well and putting up more capacity. We like consumer staples, which is still got room to grow. And we also like another sector which is more focused on tourism. So Vietnam has basically seen a pretty big boom in tourism in the last 5 years. You've seen tourism numbers grow from about 6.5 million to about 13 million, almost doubling in the last 5 years. And in this year itself, they've grown about 25% or 27% in terms of tourism numbers. So it's probably, you know, in a way, if I can add, it's probably like Thailand in terms of tourism, in terms of tourism sector 10 years back. So you're seeing a lot of growth of the tourism-based industry. So we like the, you know, companies which are focusing on this, such as airport infrastructure. The, you know, the biggest airport operator in Vietnam is a good way to play the story. And also, as I mentioned earlier, logistics, you know, linked to trade. So we like some of the companies which are focusing on servicing these export-oriented companies, such as cargo handling companies, etc. So these are some of the sectors we like in Vietnam at this point in time.
And are you seeing strong inflows into Vietnam from foreigners?
Yes, over the past 1 year, you've seen strong inflows given the overall positive macro environment, the stable political environment as well, and strong GDP growth. But like I mentioned earlier, the last 2 or 3 months have been soft overall for emerging markets and frontier markets. So you've seen some outflows from Vietnam. But I don't think that's a long-term trend. I think the long-term trend is still positive for the country. And once we have this uncertainty over the trade war and the, you know, rising U.S. rates kind of soften a bit, you will see, you know, flows coming back into Vietnam as well.
And Vietnam's often described as being a pocket-sized China. Does Vietnam's economy bear some resemblance to China?
Yes, I mean, from an export perspective, they're very dependent on exports. So that's why you've seen a pretty, you've seen a bit of a correction over the past month. So given the talk of trade war between US and China, since both US and China are the two biggest trading partners for Vietnam. So US is the biggest export market, and number three is China. So, with these talks of trade war and trade tensions, there's always a impact on sentiment on Vietnam, given that exports is a large percent of the GDP.
And what's the economic outlook looking like for Vietnam?
The economic outlook at this point in time is actually very positive, despite all these worries. I think this year they can show GDP growth of 7%. And going forward, I think given the fact that you have a strong foreign investment story, you have a strong consumer story, as well as stable political environment, I think you can expect 6.5% of GDP growth over the next few years as well.
I mean, 7%, that makes it one of the best economies in Asia, doesn't it?
It does. So actually, it's been one of the best performing markets in the stock market last year, and in terms of GDP growth in the emerging Asia region, yes, it's one of the better performers.
And is it impacted by the trade war that's going on between the US and China?
In terms of sentiment, yes. You've seen the stock market correct a bit. So in terms of sentiment, yes, it's been impacted. But in terms of actually what's happening on the ground, not really. So if you look at coming back to my earlier comment, that there's a long-term trend of high-cost jobs moving from China into Vietnam. And that's been happening not just for the past 6 months. It's been happening much before the trade war talk came up in the beginning of the year. It's been happening for the past 4 or 5 years, or in fact more. So Samsung, for example, has been in Vietnam for more than a decade. They've invested more than $15 billion into the country. They employ 200,000 people, and they manufacture most of their smartphones now in Vietnam. So Vietnam is very well connected to the supply chains of southern China and Asia as well. So that's not really affected them. And also, the exports which they do to the U.S. is not really... they're more low-end goods and low-tech goods, such as textiles, garments, footwear, and electronics, such as mobile phones. So U.S. has not really put pressure on these goods from Vietnam at this point in time. And I don't think that's going to happen. Also, geopolitically, U.S. and Vietnam are having close relations, given the issues in the South China Sea. So I don't think you're going to see the U.S. putting a lot of pressure, a significant pressure on them compared to what they're putting on China in the past few months.
I mean, Vietnam's globalizing in many ways quite a lot, isn't it? Because it was a part of the original TPP, and it's still a member of the 11 countries that are remaining. So it does seem to be opening up quite fast and you know, in particular, trying to loosen barriers to trade.
Yes, I mean, that's reflected in the foreign investment numbers. For example, they got about $17 billion of FDI last year, foreign direct investment, which is close to 8% of GDP. That's amongst the highest in Asia. And slowly but surely, they want to open up the economy. The government also is trying to reduce their role in the overall economy. They're reducing their stakes in various sectors, as well as the large companies. For example, they did a big divestment in Saigon Breweries last year, and they're planning to do some more divestments as well this year. So clearly, there's a move move to liberalize the economy, reduce the government's role in the economy as well, and bring in more foreign investment.
And in just 30 seconds, because we're coming up to the news, how do you invest in Vietnam?
Well, there are a couple of ways to invest in Vietnam. The best way is via a fund. There are various products available out there in the market, and that's probably the best way to go about it. But if you want to invest individually, I guess there would be some more paperwork involved, given that the system is still not that friendly for individual investors. So I think the best way to do it is via fund and look at some of the products out there.
Rushir, thank you very much indeed for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
That's Rushir Desai, Senior Investment Analyst at Asia Frontier Capital.
You're listening to Money Talk on RTHK Radio 3.